At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, Hour 3 sponsored by Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill.
Splash one up today.
You can still test drive and race.
Yes.
You can.
Matter of fact, you should.
Yeah.
See how the wheels, feel how the handles out there. See how the wipers work and how it corners.
Yeah, see how it handles.
Yes. You guys remember that commercial back in the day? It was a tire commercial, and they'd show and they'd put water on a piece of glass with a camera underneath, and they'd drive on it. And they would show how much traction that there was with this certain tire.
That's genius.
I loved watching it. It's like going, man, this makes sense to me.
I'll be damned.
I'm going to buy the Firestone. Yep. Look at that. Drove over some glass. You can. Great grip.
Yeah, and it's serious. I mean, your tires in this kind of weather, you need good tires.
I don't know if Mike's selling tires. But
well, you got treads to get you there. And then you can...
Treads, a good buy.
I'm serious.
I guess when you get the truck, drive down to Treads. I think Mike has good tires.
Have Ron look at the tires and prove them.
They do have all the... Last time I checked, all...
Hell, just bring them by the station. We can look at that.
Yeah, we'll look at that. We can make a We can figure out.
Yeah, we can see tread and see if it's sufficient. Yes. All right, go ahead. Anderson Ford is what we're talking about.
Yeah, and NEBCO, sponsors of Hour 3. Yeah. We have some breaking news in the world of college football.
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on here?
Don't tell me Trey Taylor's decommitted.
No,
either.
No, it is not about
on your flight. You're on a flight out
no,
there.
It is not that.
That'd be awesome. Imagine Sean with the eyes emoji on Twitter.
Okay, now no, sorry. This comes from Brett McMurphy of On Three. As of 5 minutes ago, a person that I think everybody in football loves and appreciates who is no longer with us, Mike Leach, is on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame. Again, he was not eligible because of the win percentage being not high enough, which they did lower.
Wow.
Get him the chance to get in, but he is officially going to be on the ballot for the Hall of Fame in 2027.
Wow.
That's great.
And we want Mike Leach, the late Mike Leach, in the Hall of Fame.
His winning percentage wasn't quite sufficient.
60% had been the standard. He was at 59.2%.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And just think, too, just nothing but outpost. Texas Tech, Washington State, Mississippi State.
God.
So our place is
your outposts.
What if Leach would have got a hold of a Michigan? What if he got a hold? You don't never know. But he won everywhere. And so it's like, what happens if he had a place with all kinds of resources?
Yeah.
What would have happened? I don't know.
I wonder what would have happened.
Oh, thank you, college football.
You got that one right, college
football. Good one, Jake.
Okay. It's so Leach was at 59.6%. They lowered it from 60% to 59.5% last May to give him the chance to be on the ballot.
Somebody
eventually
did the right thing, finally.
Yeah.
Somebody did the right thing.
Will he be first? He can't be first ballot, can he? Or no?
Yeah, he'd be the first ballot. First time he'd be on.
Everyone wants him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Football is incredible.
I think you answered your question right there. Everybody wants him in.
Very popular.
Yeah.
So congrats. For him, the late Mike Leach, for being on the
he will get in
ballot, and he will be a Hall of Famer. He deserves to have it. That right. So that's breaking news from On Three. Now, saw this also. We have drama. There's always drama in Texas in football. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he might have put this on our text chat.
I think I chatted it out.
That last week, Steve Sarkisian, the head coach of Texas, was talking to the Touchdown Club in Houston, and he brought up Texas Tech,
who was in the college football playoff.
Right, correct.
Remind you,
he says this to the Touchdown Club: "Quote: There's a team in our state that plays in another conference that has a schedule that I would argue if I played with R2s and R3s, we could go undefeated, and they'll probably make the playoff this year." Regarding Texas Tech,
jeez.
Now, this Gee-man-y. Made its way, as you would not be surprised, over to Texas Tech and Cody Campbell, Joey McGuire. And Joey McGuire was talking. Was this yesterday, Connor? I don't know where it was at, but he addressed the comments from Steve Sarkisian and said, "Listen, we'll play you guys." Here's Joey McGuire yesterday in response to the comments made by Steve Sarkisian at the Touchdown Club in Houston from last week.
"We're 1-1 against Texas since I've been there. And I said, there's no way they're talking about us, because Sark's a pretty tough guy. His teams are really tough. And I would think that if he was talking about us, that he would call us out. Like, he wouldn't just say, you know, just kind of this comment of, well, there's another team in our state." And so I guess he was talking about us. So I've actually talked to Keith Patterson and I've talked to G.J. Kenny, and they're willing to take our games, and Abilene Christian will go to Texas State. We'll buy our contract out of Abilene Christian. I'm sure, because Texas has got a lot of money, they can buy their contract out. But I do know there's a lot of Red Raiders that will help them buy that contract out if they don't want to. And they can come to Lubbock week one. And, you know, we can figure out if their twos and threes can win this conference. And, you know, I know a lot of people are going to say a lot of stuff about me or about us. We didn't score in the playoffs. That's obvious. You can take a shot at us for that. We didn't score in the playoffs. The last time we played Texas, we got beat 57-7. And he played some of his twos and threes. They kicked the crap out of us. But, you know, I know he feels really good about his team if he's making those comments. And, man, we would love to play the University of Texas week one in Lubbock. I do know that Cody Campbell reached out to Stephen Jones, so they don't want to come to Lubbock, and we're going to work on trying to get AT&T week one. So if they want to play week one, then we're ready. We would love to play the University of Texas.
Joey McGuire fires back at Steve Sarkisian.
Boy.
I'll tell you what.
Spicy.
That was the greatest thing of beauty I've ever heard. Sometimes people like to fire shots at people, and all of a sudden, like, oh, really? You want to play? Let's play. And they already have a plan for it. And then all of a sudden,
we're
it's
ready
like,
to go.
They're ready to go. And both teams, the other teams go, we'll just play each other.
It's hard to. No, I mean, listen, Texas does play Ohio State already. I mean, that's one thing. But if they're good.
When you say that,
you say we can beat you with your twos and threes.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, he said we can
beat
you with
your twos and threes. No, that's pretty foolproof what McGuire said. I mean, if you can beat us with your twos and threes, then what are you worried about?
What if this would happen? How much fun would things be in the future? All of a sudden, like, oh, really? You want to play? Well, let's play.
And just this year. A couple months.
Start looking through your schedule. That would be...
Not down the road.
I mean, it's not a few months from
right now.
I don't know if it's logistically possible.
Well, yeah, we're going to play Oklahoma again in 36 and 37, home and home. No one cares. How about this one? Let's play in about a month.
Okay, my question is it logistically possible?
Oh, it's possible, because in COVID, they played a game within 4 days. That's BYU true. Drove to Coastal Carolina.
You're right.
That's so true. I don't want to hear about it's not doable.
No, right.
Okay. And then how about the money being paid? Even if the networks are different, two networks that go like, hang on now, we can figure this out between us, because we have a game against Abilene Christian and we have a game against Texas State.
Yeah, buy them out.
So let's just what would the viewing be of Texas Tech versus Texas?
In this circumstance where Sark called them out?
We would like to.
McGuire fires back.
We might do a show from AT&T.
Right. See, in my cynical mind, my first question is, this all just set up? Is this totally orchestrated? Sark's going to tell the Touchdown Club we could beat him with our twos and threes. McGuire's going to respond, and we're going to make this game, and it's going to be epic.
You got to sound about it a little. You have to kind of have a little bit of a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but
there's no way he's talking about us.
Yeah.
I'm so cynical about the way things unfold now.
I just think it's – and we all know, it's not going to happen. Well, then what I'd love to know, just tell me again why. Why not?
That's the thing.
I want to hear when they say, well, you can't do it. It's like, no, We both have games that day.
Right.
Both teams have agreed to be bought out.
Yeah. And Sark so, can't play the card of we already play Ohio State.
Yeah.
We don't need a tougher game. Well, you said you could be with your twos and threes.
So you don't have to even... Arch doesn't have to play.
Right.
Didn't have to play. Arch didn't have to play in that game.
So here's the problem. Sark put himself in a corner. If this is real, the lesson is don't put yourself in that corner. Yeah. Don't say twos and threes for sure. Like, because now you're in trouble. Because then if you lose, it's you couldn't even beat us with your starters.
Yeah.
The comment again, I'll read it from Steve Sarkisian at the Touchdown Club. There's a team in our state that plays in another conference that has a schedule that I would argue if I played with our twos and our threes. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight Loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
We could go undefeated, and they'll probably make the playoff this year.
I mean, he's saying
he's
they could
be. He's talking about Texas Tech.
Yeah. Everybody. He's talking about everybody. Everybody should be offended. What's he doing? Why is he saying that?
I don't know. It's a Touchdown Club event.
Yeah. Why would?
But you know that.
It's going out.
First of all, anymore, you don't say anything. Even when you're in your room, like let's just say you're in a meeting with your team, and you're the head coach, and you're like going, "Hey, what's said in here stays in here." You can't say that anymore.
No,
it lasts 9 seconds.
No, you're right.
Just think about the Bo Pelini stuff.
Yeah,
when he had a meeting with the team.
Yeah,
and it was recorded.
Well, hell, he had his own guys doing it.
Yeah,
I mean, somebody in house was doing it. I mean,
so it's just nothing there, because what happens is they leave someone. There's someone in that room that talks to their dad in some town, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Well, I just got to have a staff meeting. Just got to have a team meeting. Here's what was just said about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And that goes to somebody in Columbus.
Sark, I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
Unless, like I said, maybe it's all just a big setup and it's going to happen. It's going to be epic.
So we know that, you know, Cody Campbell is very boisterous, right? Is that the word, boisterous?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's powerful. He's moneyed. We know he's very moneyed. So
he throws his weight around.
So I'm looking at his Twitter feed from yesterday, Cody Campbell. Mm-hmm. He's upping the ante. Texas Tech will pay the buyout for both Abilene Christian and Texas State games. Let's go.
Okay. Wow.
They'll buy out Texas State. Okay, so we can play each other.
Is Jerry's World available? That'd be the one question I'd have.
Jerry would do? Think he would make that available for that game?
It would be like
you would think.
Yeah, this would be like WrestleMania coming to town.
Well, that's what it feels like a little bit. By the way,
it feels a little WrestleMania.
Right. Like, I mean, is that what it's going to come to? That's very sick.
It's also very for Texas Tech. It's very very, you know, aggressive. They don't have a quarterback.
Right.
So, they don't have sources.
They're not going to have Will Hammond available. Yeah. He's the backup. Yeah. I mean, he won't be available because he won't be available till into the season because of his knee. God dang. McGuire's saying we'll beat you with a backup quarterback. The third string guy.
I'll give Texas a lot of credit if they would answer the bill. This is like a 1% thing. But they said, you know what? But damned. Let's play.
Let's make it happen.
You think that's only 1%?
But imagine how, I mean, all we talk about on Monday would be that story.
Well,
that this game has come together in 6 weeks. But like I said, it's not doable. Well, BYU drove across the country to Coastal Carolina to get a game going in like 3 days.
I mean, somebody's got to tell me. I'm not an AD. I don't know all this. Why wouldn't – if like, what would be the problem? Would it be a ticket issue? Like, I mean, what would it be? Why would it be a problem? If Jerry's World's available, can't you make it happen?
You could. That would take a lot of work. I mean, a lot of work's going to happen for this game. But it would be extreme. You're talking about, you know, potentially selling out a game that has not been scheduled and it's 3 months away from now?
Mm-hmm. But again, extremely doable.
Does Texas have cover is what I'm asking. Yeah. Do they have cover? Can they say logistically this isn't possible and Joey knows that?
Because if he has to drive to Jerry's World, that's about a two-hour drive. It's not like, well, we got to get on a plane, we got to fly to Seattle. No, we're not doing that. No, it's a two-hour drive. That's all we got to do, buzz up there. And you think with today's technology, they could have this thing whipped out by and sold out in 3 weeks.
Here's my question to you. Is the AD in Texas, does he call Sark in and say, okay, now we have a problem here.
Yeah. You called him out.
Because we can do this.
Yes, just so you know, we can. Just, no matter what, the reason we're not going to play it is because we just choose not to. There's no
how
you
going to get out of this?
Yep. There's no reason to say that we can't do it. But I'll say this right now. Sankey's also like, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing? We think he's happy with those comments and that now that they've been called out. And I'm sure Sankey's like, okay, we're going to look like this is not a good look if all of a sudden we take the challenge.
The layers of intrigue are incredible in this, given what's going on right now.
Oh, but I hope it keeps getting answered if all of a sudden somebody says something.
No, you can't let this lie. If you're a reporter in Texas, you can't let this lie.
I mean, what if like right now Deion just fires an incredible one across the bow at Nebraska, you know, week two or whatever? It's like, okay, let's figure it out. You want to go? You want to go?
We'll buy you out. We'll buy out. Bowling Green. Yeah. You don't need to play Bowling Green. Play us.
You want some of this?
Yeah.
And that would be an awesome way just to have now this can get people calling people out all the time.
We're going to start seeing this more and more, just like WrestleMania, where you're like, oh, it's kind of funny to do it all the time, but it's still kind of fun.
It is still funny. I like it.
I love it. I just love it. And if this game happened, it would be one of the biggest stories, Steve, that I've ever seen in college football.
Oh, my God. I just can't imagine right now the AD at Texas, the conversation with Sark.
Chris Del Conte. Yeah.
Okay, what did you do here? You put us in a little position.
And how about if there's some people, too, boosters / whoever in Texas, the boosters go, play it.
Right.
Play it.
Right.
You called them out.
Yeah.
They want some. Yeah. Let's play it. And Texas signs up for it, too.
It almost feels set up to me. I mean, it almost feels set up. Like, this is all.
It would be truly epic if somehow this did happen. I don't think it's going to, but
you seem very
now we're
are you saying that because you think the logistics make it impossible?
There's nothing that makes
it certainly could happen. I don't think it's going to, but it'd be epic if it does.
Coastal Carolina and BYU scheduled a game 5 days in advance.
I've said it twice, Connor.
He mentioned that twice in this segment.
It's okay. But yeah, now there were strange things happening in COVID. Like Moose was saying, we'll create our own. When there was no football, Moose was saying, we'll create our own schedule. We'll just schedule teams. So that kind of backs what you're saying about don't say logistics make this impossible.
There's nothing impossible about it. It's not
make
like,
it happen.
It's not like, come well, on. We got to get officials. Right. Well, they'll get
that,
officials.
That kind of thing.
No, that'll be easy. Yeah, that's not a problem.
You think a network would want this game? They'd be televised anywhere.
Could you imagine?
Every network would want this
football game.
Someone
can say, well, it's ESPN and Fox.
Oh, that's another one.
They'll figure it out together. Someone will be going, imagine the phone call to each other. Okay, listen, you guys we had this game. We had this game. How about if we team up and just you cover whatever, but we'll split it. We'll take the money.
Even worse, Bill, maybe Amazon Prime comes into play or Netflix or one of these streaming services.
Whatever makes it work. I just love that Sark has painted himself into a corner. I wonder if his boss is talking to him. I just wonder if there's already been an initial conversation. Like, you know, we're in a spot now.
Because there was no scheduling coming up whatsoever of Texas Tech in Texas. It wasn't on the... Now it's like, it's on.
How about Joey? How about McGuire? Wow.
I want to know this one. Was it, who was the first person that said, hey, real quick, I walked into the AD, real quick here, look at these two calendars and look at these two schedules. How about this? How about if we call them up and we say, you notice they both had already reached out to Texas Tech and to Abilene Christian and they agreed. They said, yeah, we'll just play each other. And because you know why? They're still getting the money. So yep. It's a win-win. They get the money and don't get beat up.
No, it's perfect.
So for the Abilene Christians going, please do this. Pay us the money.
We get the money.
And then we'll
That's
play.
It's a money game. That's what it is.
That's all it is, a money game. Yeah. But we don't get the crap beat out of us.
Holy God. Cody Campbell. Now, Cody Campbell, this is where.
Oh, he's like, yep.
I like this
you
now.
You put a challenge out there.
Yeah.
Don't back down from me.
Right. Yeah.
Look what you've done, Sarkeesian.
Oh, my God.
Look what you've done, Sarkeesian.
Think about that game.
Yeah, I would imagine after the comments were made, I don't think the AD probably said much about it at Texas. Okay, until
McGuire
until Joey got wind
of it. So let's make this happen.
Crossfire. Yeah,
because now it's Del Conte's problem.
Someone has to at least answer. I mean, what is Texas going to do? Just go radio silence?
No, they can't. They
just
can't
say,
do that.
Just don't respond to anything? Like, what are you talking about?
They either have to conjure up an answer that is palatable or play. It's one or the
and
you can't go silent on that.
And just like you said, he said they could beat him with twos. They could win the league.
Twos and threes.
Twos and threes could win the league and go to the playoffs. His twos and threes.
Undefeated.
Yeah, they
go
undefeated.
Why was Sark saying that?
Well, because they weren't playing any of them. So you can say that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's no way to really. Because all the Big 12 can counter with, that's not true. And they kind of, if it is true,
Sark's
but no one ever
peacocking
no,
around.
No one ever
all the SEC peacocks, like Sankey yesterday saying that we're still the best conference.
Although they
haven't won. He said we're the best conference by far. Easy.
They've lost three.
They're not even getting
for the Big
Well,
Ten.
You have to give them a little bit. They also had about
it's a deep conference.
They had also about a 10-year run.
Well, more than that. Yeah, it was 2006 to 2022 where it was like 15 times.
Yeah,
played.
So they have. You can't.
So they've had epic success.
You can't discredit that. And so what he's saying, and it is deep, and it's very deep. It's
deeper than the Big Ten.
And just like in the softball tournament, I looked, and there was eight teams, and five are from the SEC.
Yeah, there are.
So you know, five are from the SEC. And the one shocker is that Oklahoma, the best softball team dynasties ever, are not in it.
Right
now, not in that.
Right.
So there, he has something.
Wow.
He can stand up with it.
What a topic.
But I'd love to hear Sankey say, "Play it."
Come on, Greg.
Answer the bell. First of all, if I'm the SEC and I'm Texas, you have the advantage because you might look pretty smart with this. They don't have a quarterback. The odds on Sorsby being the quarterback in that game, I think, are 2%.
It's kind of McGuire's, not in a no-lose, but not that much pressure. If you lose, it was still a good thing to do to challenge.
And it'll be a story. It'll be a 30-for-30 story. It'd be a great story.
When we come back,
Sports.
Tip previews his trip to California, what he's looking for from Trey Taylor.
What are we looking
next
for?
Next on Early Break and the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by NEPCO and Anderson Ford on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.